from Oroville, November 2nd, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. The weather in Oroville today? Some rain and some sunshine on our muddy roads. The temperature ranges between 24 and 29 degrees. Cloudy skies and rain are expected for the next 48 hours. Here's Mario talking about mantra and dynamizers. For more information, contact Mario via email, mario@oroville.org.in.
The first thought I had about the device is to create some dynamizer for water, sweet water, to drink water. And the device in principle work in sending a sound, transform in light. The light will pass through the water, and the water will be charged of this information which eventually light carries. And of course you can put music, any things, but what I thought is to put mantras. Everybody knows what it is, the mantra. And for me, for Rovillian, I use the mother voice, pronounce this Om Namo Bhagavate from her voice. For me, it's the best mantra I can use for dynamize my water. And later on, I thought also to use for the ambience, for the houses, and as which I call ambience harmonizer, you can call it. I call it like that. And so this information, which is not sound, so you cannot hear, and I made purposely like that, it is a blue light, which is create a certain atmosphere, pass through also a crystal, quartz, or any type of transparent stone. And I use also infrared, which is heat, infrared beams. So the mantra will be transformed in light, infrared and blue light, and will travel all the rooms where we live. And the infrared, which is heat, can penetrate matter, as we don't perceive because we don't have any sensor, so sensitive, but actually it will penetrate any wall or cupboard, whatever it is in the room. And the mantra, of course, will penetrate in the room itself, in the matter.
The full interview can be found in the English magazine. Dipawali, which is a festival of light, will be celebrated in Upasana on Friday, 9th of November at 6:30 p.m. It will also be celebrated at Bharat Nevas on Wednesday the 7th, beginning at 5:30 with fireworks, followed by a live concert of Indian classical music, and concluded with dinner at Solar Kitchen, 7:45 p.m. L'Avenir d'Oroville hereby informs the residents of Oroville that a contribution of rupees 1 crore from Tanti Holdings Limited, an environmentally oriented Indian corporation based in Pune, producing wind power generators. This donation is specified for planning and development. At the amphitheater at Mathura Mandir every Thursday, 5:30 to 6 p.m., Savitri by Sri Aurobindo, read by the mother, accompanied by Sunil's music. At Verite on Tuesday, November 6th, 7:30 p.m., a presentation and talk by Jorn Grinde, evolutionary biologist and author of Darwinian Happiness, entitled Evolution as a Guide for Living and Understanding Human Behavior. Quoting Jorn, the theory of evolution helps us explain how our genetic inheritance subtly pushes our minds by initiating feelings, emotions, and behavior. I believe insight into these aspects of human nature may help the individual in his pursuit of happiness, and thereby help us construct a society that benefits both present humans and future generations. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.